Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear women's sports cases. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, President Trump signed an executive order not long ago protecting women's sports, saying no males in female sports, and that includes their private spaces. But these two cases, I think, will help solidify that. And it's two cases, one is in West Virginia, one is in Idaho, that are to protect laws that are ensuring opportunity and protection for women's sports.
Yeah, so President Donald Trump has done an amazing job of these executive orders, particularly in this area, originally on the very first day saying that this administration will say, and the policy will be, that there are men and women. There's only two sexes, male and female. And then he began to roll out executive orders like this involving women's sports, protecting women's sports. And the University of Pennsylvania was one of the most notable situations where they caved. That's where this male athlete who competed in the female swimming team, who went by the name Leah Thomas, and that was the one competing against Riley Gaines. They backed down because of that executive order. They are now apologizing to women, and they're changing those awards and records that they gave to the male.
But, you know, the high court needs to rule on this because you still have states, for example, Maine, that are still violating President Trump's executive order.
Yeah,
it's
California's
ridiculous.
Still doing the same thing. Maine's doing the same thing, just violating this. It makes no sense. This is a losing argument for these states.
And it's a losing argument for these women.
And it's a losing argument for women. Why they continue to press these ridiculous arguments that men should be able to compete in women's sports is beyond me. But at any rate, you're right. I think the momentum has shifted. Mm-hmm. And so now we have two cases that the Supreme Court has decided to take up. Both of these cases went against the states. In West Virginia, that particular state had a law that protected the women in the sports so that men cannot participate in the women's sports. And then Idaho also had a law similar to that. And that particular one was also struck down by the Court of Appeal. So two different courts of appeal struck down these two state laws, both of them having the same goal, and that was to protect women in their sports and also in their private spaces.
But, you know, interesting, it's two former NCAA women athletes who have firsthand experienced having males in their sports that are a part of these lawsuits.
Yeah, and so they have joined the cases. You've got State of West Virginia versus BPJ, former Stetson University college soccer player. She asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case after the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against West Virginia's law protecting fairness in women's sports, known as the Save Women's Sports Act. The law stipulates that athletic teams or sports designated for females shall not be open to individuals whose biological sex determined at birth is male. The lawsuit alleges that the state's law is unconstitutional. That's what the litigation was about, and that's what the lower court agreed to. So now the Supreme Court has agreed to take that case, which I think it's a good sign, because they could have allowed those cases just to stand.
Yeah.
But now that they have decided to take those up, that's a good sign. We just don't know exactly how the court obviously will come down. But Liberty Counsel will be filing briefs in this case. It will be argued later this year, and then decided no later than June of 2026.
But you know, it astounds me. You have a law that says Save Women's Sports Act. Who in their right mind would not agree with that? But lo and behold, you have a mother of a 13-year-old boy. His name is Beck, and it goes by Becky Pepper Jackson, who was prohibited from running on the girls' middle school's cross-country team He had already been taking puberty blockers and had publicly identified as a girl since the third grade. And so they're challenging this law.
Yeah, so the district court for the Southern District of West Virginia initially granted Jackson a preliminary injunction. However, upon review of cross motions and summary judgment, the court reversed its decision and ruled that the law is constitutional and did not violate Title IX. However, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed with the lower court's decision and ruled that the law violated Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution and therefore could not be lawfully applied to prevent Jackson from participating in the girls' sports program. The court dismissed the cross appeal, vacated in part, reversed in part. Anyway, they ruled against the state. And so that's West Virginia.
And so typically to go to the Supreme Court, you have to have conflict between two court of appeals, right? So the previous was the Fourth Court of Appeals. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now this one is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, and this is Idaho State University cross country and track runner Madison Kenyon joined the lawsuit after being forced to compete against a male during her freshman year in 2019. Kenyon and Idaho Attorney General in this case are asking the High Court to uphold the state's Fairness in Women's Sports Act after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the law from going into effect. So you have the Fourth Circuit on the East Coast and the Ninth Circuit on the West Coast striking down these laws. So where does the conflict originate? Well, it's not between these two cases. It's other court cases in which other courts of appeal have upheld these kinds of state laws. Now they're taking both of these cases, they consolidated them to resolve the conflict among the circuit courts of appeal.
Yeah, so in Idaho, in March 2020, Idaho enacted the law that bans males from participating in women's student athletics. No brainer, right? The law provides a sex dispute verification process, which allows any person to dispute the sex of a student athlete participating in female athletics. So, example, if a girl maybe looks like a guy, somebody has an opportunity to dispute that, and then that person has to go through medical procedures to verify his or her sex.
Yeah, so this one's an interesting twist because this one has a little bit of a different angle to it. And just instead of just simply saying that if you are born male, you can't participate on the women's sports team.
Yeah, this was a male and a female who challenged this
law.
Yeah,
you had a male and a female who challenged it. You have a male who wants to pretend to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a female who says, well, she looks or sometimes more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
But she's female. And so they both challenged it and said they're concerned about having to prove their sex. And so it's a different twist, and that is part of the facts that's in this case that goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But what we have here is in 2025, the United States Supreme Court ruled in a totally different issue, but it's somewhat similar, if you will, and that is puberty blockers. Can a state ban minors from having puberty blockers or opposite sex hormones or mutilating surgery to remove healthy body parts? That was challenged, and the United States Supreme Court upheld the law, saying that the states have a right to be able to protect minors and that this is experimental treatment. But it's the same kind of thing where someone says, well, I want to identify as something other than my birth sex, and therefore I want puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries to accommodate that mental condition. And the states say, no, we're going to protect minors from those kinds of abuses. And the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the state's right to do that. So I think that that is a good trend going up on this particular case. It makes no sense, no sense at all, that a male, whether you have to, this situation in Idaho where you have to prove one way or another, that a male can participate in a girl's sports, or that a male can undress in the private spaces of a girl's locker room or shower room.
We are living in peculiar times, Matt.
Very odd.
When this is, goes to the high court to be able to allow women to play their sports.
I think it's this issue that really is undoing the whole LGBTQ agenda, because mm-hmm. now it has become very clear to the average person what the ultimate goal is, and it's absolute chaos and disunity and destruction, particularly of something that is so objective, including how we are made in the image of God as male and female. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.